sometimes I wonder what am I gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It's July 4th, and today we kick off our summer music series. Throughout the month of July, we'll talk with a different guest about what songs say summer to them. Our first guest is responsible for a song that perhaps is on a lot of people's summer music lists. That's not a song that you can play while you're riding in your convertible with the sunshine on your face. I don't know what it is. That's Good Life. Ryan Tedder penned that for his band One Republic. Ryan's also the author of some of the catchiest hits you may have heard in recent days. They were sung by Beyonce, Rihanna, Kelly Clarkson, Adam Lambert, Adele, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Hudson. I could keep going. But it's pretty safe to say he's one of the most successful hit makers in pop music today. Ryan Tedder joins us from sister station KUVO in Denver. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I got to ask you, do you really think there's a difference between music that plays well in the summer and music that plays well, say, in December?
Absolutely. And those, and obviously the topic of today are those types of songs. And I definitely think there are songs specifically. I can tell you that record labels specifically will pick or not put out certain songs or save them for the fall or save them for, you know, it's a back to school sounding song. And it's all kind of guessing and, you know, whatever. But there's definitely something to be said for a summer song.
Judging best just on your success on the top 10 lists of pop music, that you're probably a pretty good judge. So let's go down this list here. The first one is Sloop John B, which seems like a perfect summer song, except, you know, this isn't essentially a very happy lyric.
See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home, let me go home. I wanna go home, let me go home.
Ryan Tedder, this one, out of all the Beach Boys songs?
I just, first tape and first music that I remember in my life when I was five, I got a cassette of the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, and that was my first memory of music, and I remember being five, and it was the summertime, and this song, I just became obsessed with it for whatever reason, and still, it is kind of a sad lyric, but if you're driving down, you know, the highway, and this song comes on, you know, and you're driving down the PCH or wherever you are, it's impossible not to crank it up. And I like it because so many of the Beach Boys songs are overplayed. They're played out.
That's
true.
They're
used for Tide commercials and stuff like that. And this is the lesser used of the summery Beach Boys songs.
Okay, that's true enough. Let's move on to one that many people may not have heard. It's New York's own Vampire Weekend. All right, so Ryan Tedder, what brought you to bring this one to your list?
Vampire Weekend, it's kind of funny. For whatever reason, their type of music, you know, the kind of more indie, like, cool police kind of cultastic stuff, isn't necessarily, like, the mainstay of what I listen to. But this album came out, I guess, what, 2 years ago? 2.5 years ago? And literally has been my favorite album, for whatever reason, of the last 2-3 years. I go back to it all the time. It drives my wife crazy. And anytime we're having, like, people over for dinner, or if we're cooking, or we're having a party, I mean, I play this album in its entirety probably once every 2 weeks.
Wow, really?
For some reason, yeah. I just, it puts me in the absolute best mood, and this song in particular
is, like, it does kind of make you smile. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
And
Fourth of July
head.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys are, I love Vampire Weekend.
All right, well, let's move on to the next one, which both my director and I agree is a great choice. And I suppose if you're looking to have some kind of metaphysical experience on a summer night, you might want to listen to this one. Here's Peter Gabriel.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still.
I mean, I don't know if it's because he's having, Peter Gabriel in the lyric has had this experience at the nighttime, but this seems like an evening song to me.
It is. I think it's like an evening song, like if you're with somebody. Peter Gabriel is my favorite solo artist of all time. And
wow, really?
A lot of my lyrics. My uncle lived in London when I was growing up, and I grew up in Oklahoma, and he was living in London and in Bath, and actually visited Real World, Peter's studios, and actually, you know, got to know Peter a little bit. And I just became fascinated with him. So I've watched all his live DVDs and have all his albums, and this is one of my absolute favorite songs.
Peter Gabriel admittedly cannot dance, so that's why he hires dancers for all his concerts.
Cannot dance. That's true.
Let's move on to the second one, which I got to put it here because it seems like such an odd juxtaposition with what we just heard from Peter Gabriel. This is Garth Brooks. Let's take a listen.
It ain't going down till the sun comes up. I ain't giving in till they get it up. Going around the world in a pickup truck. I ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Okay, Peter Gabriel and Garth Brooks seem like an odd pair, Ryan Tedder.
Well, kind of like I said about 30 seconds ago, the juxtaposition is I grew up in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And my uncle
in Tulsa,
was
right?
In London. Yeah, I grew up in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. When we moved to Oklahoma City, it was right when CDs became really popular, which kind of dates me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first CD I ever got was Garth Brooks' No Fences. And I grew up in Oklahoma City. My house was a mile down the street from his house, from where he grew up and where his parents were. So Garth Brooks, you couldn't go to my school and not love Garth Brooks, and it finally grew on me, and this particular song, this song is one of the most fun songs, country or not country, rock, whatever, this is just, ain't going down till the sun comes up, that kind of states Oklahoma summer nights.
All right, so for this last pick on your list, you've chosen Coldplay. Let's take a listen to your choice.
To see what it feels like.
Says one day the sun will come out, which kind of argues that maybe it's overcast where he is. Which is that a summer song? What makes that a summer song?
I think this song, if you turn it on, I have distinct memory of being in Los Angeles in the summer shortly after this album came out, and on the whole album this was my favorite song by far. And I think it's the tempo and the feeling. It starts off with like what sounds like a hammer dulcimer, which is like a very kind of Ozark kind of, you know, whatever jam band type of instrument. And it just has this euphoric feeling to it. I think it's one of their absolute best songs. And it was between that and California Girls, and I couldn't pick California Girls. Come on.
Yeah, of course. That's what's way too typical of a summer story. So we've got Beach Boys, yeah. Vampire Weekend, Peter Gabriel, Garth Brooks, and Coldplay there. Five choices from Ryan Tedder, of not only of One Republic, but author of a ton of hit songs. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great summer.
Thanks so much. You too.
I never dreamed you'd leave in summer.
The summertime when the weather is ice.
Summer days drifting away.
So DJ your own summer radio station for us. Remix the summer for us with your playlist. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Georgetown, South Carolina. And my summer playlist would have to include Orange Blossoms by J.J. Gray and Mofro.
I can smell those orange blossoms. I can see us standing here. When I smell those orange blossoms, then I'm there.
That is a great summer pick. Absolutely. Give us yours. What's on your playlist for the summer? Does it have to say summer in the title? I guess not. It can be a summer song without ever mentioning the
Nobody
season.
Nobody ever remixes November. You know what I mean?
Who wants to relive November,
summer.
Honestly? Oh.
November's a good month.
It's all right, but it's not, you know, June. 877-8 my take with
mostly
the summer
spring.
Playlist. What?
June is mostly in spring.
Oh, come on now. Find out more, head over to thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.